Brother Kenny has mentioned a number of times we have a short service after the after lunch, and I'm taking that very literal today. One time there at Floyd Ada, I preached about half as long as I usually do, and Brother Travis Gentry, who writes the checks, came up to me and said, "Now, should I give you about half as much since you preached about half as long?" I said, "Well, that's fine, but I said, if you're going to start paying by the hour, they might get some long sermons." But even if you were paying by the hour, this will be a short one this afternoon. So I would just point you to a couple of verses this afternoon. One is over in Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Well, a few verses here. And he says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us." I believe that the cloud of witnesses he refers to there are those in Hebrews 11 that he had just spoken about the faith that they had. Tried to go through that chapter here a few years back, and one thing that stood out to me that was that those were not perfect people. They were perfect, I mean, they were people of faith, but they were not perfect in their lives, and that's the way that we are today. That's the way every man, every woman, all of us that have faith are. We do have faith in God, but we are not perfect. But we are called upon to lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, which I suspect is unbelief. That's the one that besets me, I know. And we're to lay that aside and to run with patience or with endurance the race that is set before us. All of us have the race set before us. Brother Kenny mentioned the Apostle Paul said he had finished his course. And we all have our course to finish. We have our race to run, and we are to run that with endurance. We're to run that with patience. We're to run it with perseverance, as that word can mean, that we are to run our race in that way, that we're called upon to do that. And then he tells us how that we are to do that, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I trust as each of us leaves here this afternoon that we leave here remembering that we are to be looking unto Jesus. Just keeping our eye upon him. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And he says, "Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Aren't you thankful that he's there today? That he is on the throne. And he says, "For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." You know, in the race that we have to run, there's a lot of obstacles, and it's a long-distance race. And there's many things that can cause us to faint along the way. But he says, "You consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind." Here's something that will keep us from fainting, and that is looking unto Jesus. Over in John 16 and verse 33, and I'm sure that you are well aware of the setting of that. Here's our Lord the night before he was to be crucified, as he's speaking to his disciples, and we know, no question, that he's only telling them those things that are most important for them to know and to understand. And in verse 33, he says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." We certainly, I think, most if not all here by experience know that in the world you shall have tribulations, that we all have our burdens to bear. We've all got troubles that come in life. Job said, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of troubles. And we have to go through that, have to experience that. But you know, we don't have to faint under that. We don't have to be cast down under that. Jesus said, be of good cheer. Why? Because I have overcome the world. And he endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. He endured so much more than any of us would ever begin to, from men and the reproach of men, the persecution of men, and finally was executed by men. But not only that, but the devil and the demons and all the forces that came against him in a spiritual way. But he overcame. And he says, you be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And because he overcame the world, that he is now sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. And he's now in heaven, appearing in the presence of God for us. He is our intercessor, and he is our high priest. And because he is, we have access to the throne of grace. And the very throne of God is a throne of grace for his children, where we can go and find grace to help in the time of need. I believe I will read Hebrews 4. In verse 14, he says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He underwent the entire human experience, but he did it without sin. He's the only one that did, but he did. But because he underwent the entire realm of human experience and he suffered in all points like as we do, yet without sin, he is a compassionate high priest. He is a faithful high priest. He is the sympathizing Jesus. And what a blessing it is to know that in the most difficult times of life that we have got one that's on the throne of God that's interceding for us today. You know, it's a wonderful blessing. I've got text and phone calls and so many that were telling me that in regard to the meeting that they're praying for me, and that's such an encouragement. But to know that Jesus Christ is at the right hand of God and he's interceding for us today, why should we ever be discouraged? Now, I am much of the time, but I shouldn't be. You know, it's because I'm not always looking at Jesus. That's the reason sometimes I tend to faint in my mind, and that's the reason that you do as well. He's well able to help. And we know that he's willing to help. How do we know he's willing to help? He died for us. He died for us. He's willing to help us. And he's able to help us. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. You may here need mercy. I do. And find grace to help in the time of need. Anybody here in need? I am. Well, here's a place that we find that mercy and we find that grace. So I'm just going to ask you today to leave this place looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. God bless you.